Lewis Brown again at 117-19 as a head coach. What a record he's got. And it was fun just getting a chance to talk to him this week leading in about his program. Got to talk to him before the Oak Creek game last year, and just how proud he is of the team and just the work they've put in to do. And all the games they've had this year, the scrapes they've been in. And on the other side, Brian Kaminsky, too, just talking about how this team has, you know, really embraced that last dance concept. A lot of uncertainty about what happens next. But right now, he's telling them all to play together. And you know, for the Sun Prairie schools, the juniors and sophomores, both teams could end up with a pretty loaded roster given right. the talent there.
For Coach Brown, I said, you know, with some of the runs you had with Muskego and Kimberly, has kind of not given him the credit that he's shown. This is clearly going to vault him into that upper echelon of coaches recognition-wise that he deserves.
Yeah, definitely. I totally agree with that. As the handoff goes to Rivard to the left, he'll took his head down inside the 10 and gets down to the 8. That will allow about 40 seconds to run off here. And if Franklin decides to go for a field goal at an angle here, we'd make it a 3-possession game, would be a nail in the coffin of sorts, but I don't know that they're going to try that, just given that a lot can go wrong on a field goal try, especially in high school football.
You have to assume that Burkett is going to wait until the referee counts down. Yeah, guessing they'll probably take a timeout.
They're already walking over here.
Yeah, and then Coach Brown will take a timeout, run as much time off as you can. And you said, similar to what you do, run a play. If you score a touchdown, great. If not, then you say, okay, got to go 96 yards.
Margaret Miles Burkett down on the field firing up the crowd on the near side as the Franklin Sabres can feel it here. They are just a few seconds away if they can hang on down the stretch here to a state championship. 43 seconds to play. Franklin leading 31-17. Coming up after the game, we'll give you a quick recap of the contest here tonight. Give you a rundown of our state champions this year in high school football as well. Franklin looking again for their first state championship since 2006 in Division II. So if they can get that, add a gold trophy to the case with a couple of the silver balls they've taken home as of late.
And you wonder with we kind of discussed the Muskego, the Kimberly runs, if this Franklin run, and we talked about the how many upper-tier teams there are in D1, if it will kind of get back more to that parity era where any number of these teams can get it, as opposed to the 40-70 game win streaks we've seen in the last decade.
Yeah, Reidsville, Colby, Aquinas, Catholic Memorial, Pewaukee, Wanakee are all state champions this year. Franklin, 43 seconds away from joining them as the Sabres break the huddle, and no field goals here. They're going to go for it on fourth, up by 14. 43 seconds to play. Burkett with three receivers right. Single receiver to the near side. Burkett's going to throw, looking to the end zone, throwing to his right. It's in! Touchdown, Franklin! As Art holds in the score, and the Sabres are going to be your Division I state champions.
What a great concept. Just a quick little stick route into the flat. Sun Prairie probably not expecting them to be throwing the football in that situation. Gave up that open area in the flat. Burkett with a fantastic throw. And again, just the dagger to clinch this one, and Franklin is going to be your D1 state champs.
Miles Burkett on the near sideline, clearly emotional as he's holding his head and his helmet in his hands, coming to the sideline. Gets another touchdown pass here in the state final. Miller's extra point is going to be booted through, and with 40 seconds to play in this fourth quarter, it is Franklin 38 and Sun Prairie 17, and we will hold it here as we will await the kickoff, and then we'll get a quick recap of this one here tonight. But three touchdown passes for Miles Burkett, who on that touchdown just set the Division I state championship record for most passing yards in one game.
It really is just a cherry on top of a unbelievable season for Miles Burkett. Very rarely, you said, do we exceed the hype of what has been put out there? And I said, you know, on all the watch lists was one of the big names in the state. To come through, to follow it up with an undefeated season, a state championship season, doesn't always happen. And I said, it's been a real privilege to watch today.